Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 167. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for being here, as always. This is going to be a little bit of a different type of episode. It's not going to be a tutorial on jazz piano. Rather, it's going to be me simply talking about the power of music. Now, before I get into that, just want to do a couple quick house cleaning items, and I'm very... What's the right word? I'm very motivated, driven to serve, right? To serve all of you, to help everybody as much as possible with jazz piano because of a couple reasons, which I'm going to get to in a second. One of the big reasons is that music, it changes the world for the better, right? And I'm getting into it already. All right, I got to back up. But like I was saying, I'm always trying to improve. I'm always going to be trying to improve the Jazz Piano School experience and help people as much as possible and as effectively as possible learn jazz piano, right? So I'm always kind of on the forefront of trying to get new ideas and things like that. And one of the big things that I attended a business conference actually on, you know, creating communities within your business. And, you know, the great thing about music and jazz piano is the community, because, you know, jazz piano is a community. All of us connect with other jazz pianists and other jazz musicians for that matter. But there's a lot of great things that I'm going to be implementing into Jazz Piano School besides all the new features and things like that. They're going to be coming up next month in September. We're launching the site over again. I shouldn't say over, but a new and improved version, like I've said, with flashcards, a new homepage, and a lot of new features, practice tracks. There's going to be practice workouts. And again, it's going to be phase one. Phase two is going to be the release of the main course curriculum, but with all new recorded videos with my updated software, my updated cameras, equipment, because I recorded that course, you know, like... Man, when I first started, it was like four or five years ago now, and I was in a different location, and I had all my lighting and audio was all, you know, it was a mess, like, when I look back on it. But hey, you know, I had a vision, I had a goal, right, to spread the power of music to as many people as possible, because it affects your life and affects the lives of others around you, right? And that's what it's done for me. That's what it's done for my life. So, you know, when I recorded those videos early on, they were a mess. You know, I shouldn't say a mess, but I mean, you could definitely tell it's of lower quality than obviously we have now, because I've improved so many different things and I continue to improve and want Jazz Piano School to be the greatest world-class jazz piano education experience around. You know, that is my goal, to help you learn and have an amazing experience, not just learn jazz piano, which I'm going to get to in a second, right? But just have an amazing experience. And I guess this is a good segue into what I want to talk about today. And that is that music is transforming, right? Music has the power to transform people in so many different ways. It has the power to transform your soul, right? It has the power to transform you physically. It has the power to transform you mentally, emotionally, and in so many, so many different ways. And that is what's absolutely amazing to me, and it still kind of has taken a while for me to really understand. You know, this whole time, like, I know I wanted to teach jazz piano, but there was a deeper reason, right? There was a bigger reason because of a couple things in my story, right? Which I've told a lot of you guys. And so many people out there listening to me would feel the same way. But there's times in life where, let's face it, I mean, life just beats us down, right? It just beats us down. And you may be in one of those situations right now. You may be having a really, really hard time at life and you can't see the light. You can't see a way out, right? And I've gone through many of these events, and everybody has. Everybody has moments in life where they think there's no way out. But that's exactly where music comes into our life. It helps guide us. It helps transform us. It helps uplift us, right? It goes into our soul and reinvents us and gives us positivity and inspiration and motivation in ways that we could never have imagined. Everybody in the world could be saying good things to you like, hey, keep your head up. Hey, it's going to be okay. But you just don't feel it, right? You don't feel it in your soul. And you're putting on a facade, right? Just kind of like a mask. As you walk around and you talk to people, hey, how's it going today? Oh, it's going real well. But underneath, you know, you're feeling terrible and you're feeling lost and like you have no purpose, right? So you go home and you kind of just curl up on the couch, maybe underneath a blanket, and you just turn off the lights and you don't want to do anything, right? And again, it can look a lot like depression. I mean, depression in all sorts of manners, but it doesn't have to be, you know, depression itself. It could be a lot of different things. It could just be your girlfriend or your boyfriend broke up with you, you know? You could have had a death in the family. You could be hurt about the way you feel about yourself. Maybe you know, body images, or you like to look some way else, you know? So it can show up in so many different ways. And the power of music, the greatest thing about it is that when you put a song on, it communicates directly to your soul much differently than any verbal communication you could receive, right? It's a different feeling. Like your soul starts to come alive. And I can tell you honestly right now, I mean, when I get into certain moods, you know, I love listening to music that matches my mood. Like if I'm in a crappy place, you know, I'm not going to put on like Stevie Wonder. You know, sometimes I will if I want that cheer up, right? Which is so great about it. Like if I want that, you know, that help from music, the power of music, and I will put it on and I'll get that cheer up. But a lot of the times it's actually soothing to have music that matches your soul. And you know why that is? It's because your soul recognizes like its counterpoint in something else. It's actually relating to everything you're listening to and in the emotional, you know, depth of that music in a way that makes us feel good, which is so amazing because we have control, we have power over that. And especially with jazz, right? Especially with jazz, because we have the ability to create the music, you know, and this is why jazz in particular is so, so powerful, because it is an outlet. It serves as an outlet for us to self-express everything that's going on, and we can match our mood through the music, right? If we're feeling happy and joyous, we can let that out. We can express ourselves. It doesn't have to stay within our body, right? It can come out through the music. And if we're feeling sad, if we're feeling anxious, if we're feeling stressed, right? That can also come out through the music. And the great thing about that is that when we do that, when we let ourselves go, truly go and self-express our emotions, listen, guys, it's therapy, right? It truly is therapy. Like you're getting stuff out. You are working stuff out as you play this music, this phenomenal music. And you're working it out through, you know, the notes, the chords, the harmonies, your improv. And now as you get better and better in music, this becomes a lot easier. Obviously, when you're first starting out, right? When I was first starting out, you can't really self-express your feelings and emotions that well, because you can't really play well, right? You know, it's very difficult to kind of grasp the essence of the music when you're just kind of playing scales, you're learning your chords for the first time. But that's why it's so, so, so important for you to learn this music so that you have the ability down the road to do that, to help yourself, to transform yourself, to have this outlet, right, available to you at all times, you know, to help your being, to help your soul. Now, this, everything I've just talked about has pertained to you, right? The way you express yourself, the way you want to, you know, get out there through the music, work things out. But I haven't even touched on the other great thing is that it has a ripple effect, right? The better you get, the more you learn. First of all, like I just said, you're going to be able to treat yourself well. You're going to be able to self-express. You're going to be able to become a better person in the world for everybody else as well, right? That's the great thing is that for everybody else around you, excuse me, you're going to become a better person. Now, what does that do, right? Have you ever met that kind of infectious character, right, who's super outgoing, super radiant, just smiling all the time, you know, looks you directly in the eye and says, hi, you know, how are you today? How are you doing? Are you feeling good? Because I'm feeling awesome, right? And you're like, dang, well, I mean, up until this point, I was feeling like crap, kind of, to be honest, but now I feel better. It's exactly like that. Music has the power to change the world. Now, think about when you go to concerts, right? And if you've ever been to an amazing concert, it's not just a concert, it's an experience, right? It's an experience of music and it gets in your soul. And honestly, there's nothing like that out there. You know, there are different types of experiences, but art in general has a way of taking hold of someone and just opening their eyes, right? To a completely new and unique experience that you would never find or just, you know, get out of the world just by walking down the street, really. And that's why art in life is so, so important, because honestly, it speaks to everybody. It speaks to the human race in a different way than so many things do out there, right? And it's so great for us mentally, physically, you know, our mental health, our physical health. And by the way, I mean, think about it. Music has the power to physically heal. Right? Do you know of anyone who has listened to music when being, you know, very, very sick? When playing different types of tunes? Why do you think we play music for babies as they're developing? It has that power to physically help you change your body, to change your mood, change your soul, change everything about you. Now, if you're not making the effort to prioritize this in your life, then what are you doing, right? And this is kind of the epiphany that came to me as I was attending this business conference, because music has to be a priority, right? Now, in life, we get all bogged up with so many different things. Oh, I got to pay the bills. I got to take the trash out. I got to, you know, I got to wash the car. I got to go to work. I got to go to the grocery store. I got to cook dinner. I got to blah, blah, blah. I got to do this. I got to do that. Now, these things, obviously, they need to get done, but you need to set aside the time to learn this great music for all the reasons I just stated. Not just so you can learn your scales and sit down at the piano and play, you know, nice jazz chords and voicings and stuff like that. All that stuff is great. It's fantastic. But there's a real underlying meaning and purpose behind music. And that is what you have to keep in your mind at all times. You have to keep the purpose of your why. It's about your why. Why are you trying to learn this great music? And honestly, I'd encourage you to write down your why, right? Write down the reason you want to learn jazz piano. Hold on one sec. Excuse me. Write down your why, because that is honestly what's going to drive you to continuously practice, to continuously get better, right? And that is my goal at Jazz Piano School, to help you learn jazz piano, not so you can just sit down and play, which is great, but so you can accomplish your why. Now, this can range. This can range from a number of different things to different people. And it goes something like this. Maybe, right? Maybe you're an introvert. And maybe you don't really like talking to people. You don't like socializing, right? Maybe you were kind of picked on back in school. And you just like being by yourself. You don't have any brothers or sisters. And honestly, the most comfortable place for you to be is by yourself. But that doesn't allow for expressive creative output, really, because you're not really interacting with other people much, right? You're not socializing. You feel comfortable being by yourself, but still you have this whole world inside of you. You have a whole world that wants to be seen, wants to be heard. And when you find an outlet for that world, what happens, right? You come alive. You come to life. Okay, so you may find jazz piano or music, you know, for that matter, but obviously this is a Jazz Piano School podcast, and you may start to learn jazz piano and you realize this is an opportunity, right? To come alive, to come out of your shell. It's an opportunity to let all of your emotions that are all kind of welled up inside of you be heard for the first time. And it may be because it's the only way for them to be heard, right? There's no words that you have that can come out to explain what is happening inside your soul. Does this make sense? Now, this story I'm telling right now, this is me. This is my story. Everything I said, I'm truly an introvert, right? And when I first heard jazz and jazz piano, it touched my soul. It touched my emotions. And I knew that I needed to be able to create this feeling, this sound. I needed an outlet to express this, because with that, I would be able to share my story. And I didn't imagine it for it to be with other people. Like, and when I say share my story, I mean play, share my story through music. Now, this was solely for the purpose of myself, to self-express everything that was going on. Because remember, I didn't like socializing with people. I still get very, very, very uncomfortable socializing, you know, in big groups, parties, whatnot. I really have to work hard. And the way that I do it on the podcast and with Jazz Piano School and all of our members and things like that is because I'm not doing it for me, right? I keep in the back of my mind that it's not for me, it's for you. It's for everyone out there, all the listeners that are listening to the podcast, everybody who is a member within Jazz Piano School, everyone who may come to me in the future looking for exactly what I was looking for, right? They may be in the exact same spot I was in the past, looking for that outlet, looking for help to express their soul, to express their emotions and feelings inside of them, which only music has the power to do in some situations, in some cases, right? Which was my case. And when I found it, my passion, my burning desire, like everything in my body told me, like, I need to learn this music. I need to learn how to be able to let myself go through this music and spontaneously create this amazing feeling whenever I wanted, at any piano, whenever I needed to, right? It's a gift. It truly is a gift. Now, what has happened since then? Well, I can tell you, honestly, I've become a completely different person. I've transformed. The music has changed me. And like I said, I can now serve others and you and everyone on this earth much, much better by giving my gift of music to everybody around me. And so when people come to hear me play, when they come to my concerts, my goal is to move them, right? Move them to that feeling that I have, that the music feels for me. I want to give that to the people listening. And when I do that, then they in turn feel that change. They feel that movement, and it spreads, excuse me. it spreads. It spreads to their partner, their children, people around them, their friends, their family. And it comes out in different avenues, in different outlets, right? It may not come out through music for them because they may not be a musician, but obviously they love music. It may inspire them to go to a senior home, right? And start painting. It may inspire them to pay it forward somehow, right? Donate to a charity. You never know. You never know, right? But that's how powerful music is. And that's why you, right? Yes, you, the person listening right now, you have, right, a purpose to learn this music. And you wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't, right? You have a duty to learn this music, not just for yourself, but for others, for your friends, your families, your loved ones, that you can touch the lives of with your music, with your soul. You have something to offer. And this right here, the ability for you to play jazz piano, it may be the only way you can do that, just like it was with me. It could be the only way you can connect with others. It may not be. You may do it in other ways, but if you're listening to this, then something about jazz music and jazz piano has a hold of you, right? Especially episode number 167. I mean, if you listen to episodes 1, 2, 3, you could be like, yeah, I'm just starting out. But if you're like diving deep into the Jazz Piano School podcast and you find this episode, because guaranteed, I mean, there's going to be a handful of you that kind of sort through all of the videos and they're like, oh, what's this one, right? Then you are that person. I can guarantee you that right now. You are the person that has to learn this great music and spread the world, you know, spread the gift of music to others. And by doing that, I can tell you from experience, the impact that you are having, the impact I'm having on you and the impact that you are going to be having on others is beyond anything, you know, imaginable that we can even vocalize in words, which is the greatest thing, right? Having an impact on humanity, leaving behind something like a legacy of whatever it is. But even if you just touch one person, one other person in your life, if you move them through your music, then you have done a good thing. You have done a great thing in life. It doesn't have to be huge concerts, right? It doesn't have to be huge venues where you don't have to be a famous jazz pianist. You could play one beautiful, simple jazz tune for someone on the piano and connect with them through the music. And in that moment, you're creating beauty, right? You're creating beauty for you and the other person in that moment. And there's a connection there that can't be explained. It's just, it's unworldly, you know? It's fantastic, right? So it's heavenly, if I may. But that is the power of music. And that is my story. And that's how it's transformed me. And now I am dedicated to serving as many people as possible learn this fantastic music and in other ways too. I have so many other aspirations that I want to accomplish in life. I really do enjoy motivation and inspiration, like this podcast right here, speaking and talking to everyone, using words and stories. And I've heard, you know, I've listened to a fair bunch of people myself, and I'm very, very interested in the power of motivational speakers and the way that it does have an effect on people to keep going, because everyone needs support. You may be in that hole, like I was saying before. You may be down. You may think you have no comeback power, but you do. Everyone has that comeback power. And I love the stories that people just feel like they have nothing left, but somewhere out of thin air, you know, it may be a friend, it may be a YouTube video, it may be a podcast like the one you're listening to right now. They hear that and realize, I can do this. right? And something flips. The mindset changes where it's like, I have the power to do this. I have the power to do anything that I want to in life. So anyway, I'm not going to keep going further, but that is what I'm interested in. And again, that is why I love helping all of the members at Jazz Piano School. And that's why, you know, I put so much time and effort into everything that we do at Jazz Piano School. And I'm trying to improve the experience like I'm talking about now. I really want to start to integrate the experience and the transformation of music into Jazz Piano School so that it's more about the transformation. It's more about music changing people. And I'm trying to think of kind of, I don't want to say a campaign, but I'm thinking of like phrases. Like I want to make t-shirts and like slogans for Jazz Piano School that can spread to other people. People can wear them and then like someone could be like, oh dang, you know, like cool shirt. Like music changes. Or no, that's not a good one, but or like music. Yeah, something. I don't even know. See what I'm saying? Like I want like a catchy phrase that Jazz Piano School can be known for that is having an impact on others, like on their lives, on the motivation, the inspiration of others. If you got any ideas, please let us know. Submit a ticket, put it under podcast request or other if you want. And if you got any like slogans about music transforms, no, that's not a good one either. See, I don't know. I could probably use some of your ideas, but just realize to wrap things up that again, I was very, very, I don't think this is correct adjective, but a big introvert. You can't really be a big introvert. I was a intense introvert. I guess that's a better word. And music transformed me. And if it did it for me, and now, you know, I'm running Jazz Piano School and helping affect thousands of others learn this great music and affect other people as well, then you can absolutely do it. And forget all the, you know, stuff about, you know, my philosophies of teaching and in the Jazz Piano School, you know, success blueprint that is integrated into the way that I teach and in Jazz Piano School. But just the pure fact that my story, that I came from something like that and struggled so long, 15 plus years of overwhelm, confusion, frustration. I quit Jazz Piano 3 times. People told me I wasn't good enough. You know, I was brought to tears many, many times. The fact that I overcame all that, you know, just goes to show that if you're using the materials that we provide to you in Jazz Piano School and you're working at this and you're supported with a community, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, literally, you cannot fail. You cannot not learn jazz piano and accomplish your dream of playing this great music. All right? So I hope this podcast was inspiring to you. I really love just talking and engaging with people like this besides teaching, which is a great, great thing. And I do this occasionally on the podcast here and there. So if you like this, go ahead and share it. Hopefully it can change the lives of others. Maybe you share it with someone who needs it in a particular moment. And it may just come to them in that perfect moment where, you know, things start happening, right? The day gets a little bit brighter for them and it helps someone else. So thank you as always for listening. I'm always here for all of you. Again, truly, truly, I appreciate everyone listening and all of your support. I'll talk to you in the next podcast episode. And as always, happy practicing.